Cold temperatures have arrived, and with them the season to think about holiday plans. But you should also start thinking about your investment strategies for 2015 and beyond. Art Stein is a certified financial planner and investment manager. He has long experience with federal employees and their particular concerns. With some advice for dealing with the thrift savings plan and other matters, Art Stein joins me now. Art, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
All right, so I want to start with something you have written recently about the TSP, saying that federal employees should at least look at some of the other options that are not TSP. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I wrote a blog on my website, and it's dealing with what to do with your TSP balances when you retire. And the reason that retirees need to look at this is because the TSP is very restrictive about the ways and how often you can change your withdrawals during retirement. For instance, if you want to make what are called partial withdrawals, which means you take out some small part of the balance to pay for a vacation or to give money to a grandchild or something like that, the TSP only lets you do that one time. And if you want to do it a second time, you have to close the entire account. And an IRA, if you transfer your TSP balance to an IRA, then you can make those partial withdrawals as often as you want. With monthly withdrawals, if you're getting a money sent to you automatically every month, the same amount, the TSP only lets you change that monthly withdrawal once a year. And if you stop a monthly withdrawal, then you have to close the account. Again, IRAs, you can start and stop monthly withdrawals as often as you want. You can change the amount of the monthly withdrawal as often as you want. So it's a lot more flexible. And retirees, they're going to see their income needs change. And they could go up, they could go down. Maybe someone pays off a mortgage and then they no longer need their monthly withdrawal. They're just going to live on their annuity, their pension. Or maybe their need for the monthly withdrawal is going to go up and then go up again. And it can't be done during the year. The monthly withdrawal change only takes place in January. So IRAs, a lot more flexible in how they let you take the money out. And it's a reason why some retirees will be better off by transferring their TSP balances to an IRA.
All right, so that's good advice for retirees. Let's talk about some of the new young feds coming into the workforce. And there's some reports now from the TSP that they're really not taking very much risk and not probably putting away as much as they should be. What should they do?
Okay, well, one, the most basic thing is everyone needs to put in at least 5%, because that gives you a full 5% balance from the federal government. You've already doubled your money. Hopefully they're going to put in more money than that, maybe even max out their contributions, which are $17,500 this year. But even if they can't do that, if they're putting in at least 5%, getting a 5% match, that's 10% of their salary. If you start doing that when you're young, when you're in good shape. What I see that really disturbs me is younger federal employees who are being way too conservative with their contributions. I mean, I've seen 20 and 30-year-olds putting most of their money into the G fund or maybe the G and the F fund. And those funds, long-term, are really not going to increase your purchasing power after you take into account taxes and inflation. For people who are making contributions every 2 weeks and they're looking 30 years down the line as to when they're going to need the money, the C and the S and the I funds, which are the stock funds, although they may be more volatile, they're also more likely to increase purchasing power over time. And certainly historically, and of course past performance is no guarantee of future performance, historically stocks have just outperformed bonds over long periods of time pretty consistently.
And so when you see a gyrating stock market or you hear about bad news around the world, you know, Argentina, you know, and its inability to pay its debts and so forth, that's probably for the long term the type of thing the average investor ought to tune out, correct?
Well, especially if you're young, because if the stock market goes down and you're investing, it's a better time to invest. You know, you want to buy low and sell high. And when the stock market's down and you're investing, that's when you're buying low. And younger federal employees, you know, need to realize that. I see people who, like, when the market crashed in 2008, and that was, you know, a terrible crash, in 2008, early 2009, they quit investing in the stock funds. Well, that should have been a time to invest even more money in the stock funds because stocks were down. It's like, you know, you go to Macy's and buy things on sale. Why not buy things on sale when the market's down?
We're speaking with certified financial planner Art Stein. And moving back to the other end of the spectrum toward people thinking about retiring, there is now this new idea of phased retirement. When is that a good idea, and when should people maybe say, I'm just going to retire or stick around?
Well, I don't think that it's ever a bad idea from a financial point of view. You know, more money's always better. I mean, you don't need to ask a financial planner to know that.
Yeah, more is better. Okay,
more
we're going to write
better.
That up on the window here.
Yeah, absolutely. But also I think that psychologically and just personally, it can be a very nice way to ease into retirement. It does give you some additional money. If you're a FERS employee, it would presumably allow you to postpone taking your Social Security benefits. And most people would be better off to postpone starting their Social Security benefits until age 70, because Social Security increases your benefit by 8% for every year you wait to take Social Security until age 70. So, you know, working 2 or 3 days a week, that allows you to postpone taking Social Security. That's going to be a huge benefit because you've increased an annual payment that you're going to get for your rest of your life that has a full cost of living adjustment. And, of course, your FERS annuity does not have a full cost of living adjustment. So I think the phased retirement is great, and I hope people are going to be able to take advantage of it. I mean, I don't think we've seen how easy it's going to be to get into it, but I hope that people will be able to take advantage of it, and I would definitely recommend it to my clients.
So bottom line, are you optimistic about investments for 2015?
I never predict investments. No one knows what's going to happen in 2015. And the same way, you know, most people thought that this would not be a good year for investments because the market was up 32%, and there was all these bad in 2013, and there was all this bad stuff going on in the world. And in fact, year to date, I mean, the C fund's up 11%, S fund's up 5%. It's been a good year coming after such a huge year in 2013. Don't worry about, if you're a long-term investor, you don't have to worry about 2015. You have to worry about, you know, what's going to happen when I retire, 2025, 2035. What's the market going to look like then?
Art Stein is a certified financial planner and investment manager. As always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.